This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with eBay customer support. How are we doing today?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Okay, how can I help you, sir?
Oh, I just got a phone call saying that there's a purchase and I don't remember buying anything with my eBay account recently.
So, apart from you, anyone else use this eBay account who can make this purchase for you?
I usually make the purchases either on my iPhone or my iPad. Unless one of my kids got on there and did it.
Your number is, sir, it's 0408-254-966. It's your number?
Yeah.
Okay, so with this number, it is showing the purchase has been made for the iTunes gift card, okay, to eBay account. And the order ID of this order is 8600052.
Yeah, right. Well, I've got iTunes as well. Could it be a charge from Apple then?
Yes, the Apple iTunes gift card. The purchase has been made for the Apple iTunes gift card.
Oh, for a gift card?
Yeah, a gift card.
Yeah, I wouldn't have bought anyone a gift card. If I want something, I just buy it. I don't get gift cards for people. I don't think I've ever bought an Apple gift card, to be honest.
So you did not make that purchase, right?
No, I don't buy gift cards for anyone. Is that normal, like, for eBay to sell Apple gift cards?
Yes, in the eBay you can just purchase any kind of gift card, sir. You can purchase Google Play gift card.
Are they cheaper on eBay or something?
Can you just confirm me one thing? Apart from you, anyone else use this eBay account?
No, in my family it's mostly me. My wife doesn't really use eBay. She usually gets me to buy things on eBay.
Because we are suspecting that this is a fraudulent purchase which has been made through your eBay account.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, that's not good.
Like someone is misusing your eBay account, and through that eBay account they can just make this purchase for you. Like what happens, sir, whenever you go online, sir, and searching your internet or visit any kind of website, at that point of time, you know, there are lots of unwanted links or ads comes up on your screen, right?
Yeah, maybe
my mistake from your side, you have clicked on that unwanted ads or links. That is, at that point of time, your information gets compromised by those foreign unknown fraudsters.
So it's an eBay account that's been opened with my mobile phone number?
It is saying that thing, sir. I'm not telling you that your eBay account has been opened up with your phone number, but it is showing the purchase has been made through your phone number, that is 0408254966.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, I thought it went through my email address.
That is the thing, sir. Because, sir, what happened, as I told you before, sometimes this kind of errors and warning files are coming from the foreign unknown IP addresses, okay? So, whenever you clicked on that unwanted ads or links, at that point of time, your information gets compromised by those unknown fraudsters, okay? So, through that information, they are making this kind of fraud purchases on the behalf of our customers.
Alright, so should I just, close my eBay account now,
Because already they are accessing your eBay account and they are making this kind of purchases through your eBay account, okay? So what happens, sir, through your eBay account, they can just easily take all of your information, like your name, your address, your email, your, also maybe your banking information, if their card has been attached in your eBay account, okay? So what we need to do, as because this is a purchase, fraud purchase, so we need to block those persons from your eBay account, and we need to cancel that purchase as soon as possible. So nothing will going to be deducted from your side.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you tell me what I should do then.
Sorry.
I use eBay quite a lot, so.
I'm telling you. As because, sir, this is a fraudulent order, so maybe. We are not authorizing this order right at the moment, okay? We are just pending this order because if we are going to authorize this order, then it will going to cost you. So we are not going to authorize this order. We are going to help you have to cancel this order from your side, okay?
Which is
a pending right at the moment. So can you just confirm me one thing right at the moment? I do believe you are speaking to me with your mobile phone, right?
Yeah, well, I got the call, so I answered it on my phone.
So you are speaking to me with your mobile phone. So can you just do one thing, sir, right at the moment? Can you just put your speaker with your mobile phone?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply help you up to generate the cancellation ID. So through that cancellation ID, we are going to help you up to cancel that fraud order and block those persons. Whoever misusing your eBay account by DSI.
Okay.
So can you just put me on a speaker with your mobile phone?
Yep. Yeah, you're on hands free.
Okay, so after putting me on speaker, sir, do one thing, come back to your normal home screen where you can see your normal wallpaper over there, like all the icons, camera, gallery, contacts, messages. And you are using an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone, sir?
It's an Apple iPhone, yeah.
It's an iPhone. So do one thing, sir. You need to open up your App Store. Do you have an App Store?
Yep.
Open up your App Store. And make sure, sir, apart from you, anyone did not place this order. Because once you cancel this order, it will going to be cancelled for permanently, alright?
Hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, does that mean that my eBay account is permanently closed as well?
No. Not your eBay account will close. This order will going to be cancelled for permanently.
Okay. Just the order, not my account. Okay.
Yes. So now do one thing. After opening up your App Store, look at the right-hand side bottom down corner. Can you see there is a magnifying glass search option?
Yep.
You want to tap on that search?
Yep.
And in that search bar, now I'm going to provide it, I'm going to provide you the cancellation ID application of eBay. Type in that search bar, eBay. Type eBay.
Yep. eBay. Yes.
And after typing that eBay, sir, then leave a space.
Yeah.
After leaving a space, sir, you need to type in over there, any desk. Type any desk. Sorry?
I've got eBay, and then I've got AnyDesk, and it comes up and it says Baisan Home.
Sorry, I didn't get you, sir. Your voice is breaking. Can you just tell me once again?
It comes up with an app called Baisan.
And just below that? No, just below that, what you can see?
So one came up now called AnyDesk Remote.
Yes, and just next to that, any desk remote desktop. Can you see anything like gate, GET gate, or install?
Uh,
Yeah, there's a button that I press to install the apps, and then I use my thumbprint, and then so it's installing the app right now. Is that what you want?
Yeah, so is it installing?
Okay. Yeah, it's about halfway done.
Okay, and sir, in the meanwhile, do you have a pen and paper with you?
No.
You don't have, okay, no worries, sir. If you don't have any pen and paper with you, like, I do believe you know how to take a screenshot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. So whenever you got that cancellation ID, you can just take a screenshot over there. So do one thing.
Uh-huh.
Right at the moment, the installation is completed. Like, you can see open option over there.
Yep.
So if you can see open, press on open. And after giving a person open, what you can see?
There's like a bunch of numbers. Yeah.
Yes. So this is your cancellation ID number, sir. Okay. So we need to activate this ID number for the cancellation process. All right. So do one thing. You can just take a screenshot of this number. Okay. And after that, you need to just verify me that number. Okay. Just verify me that number. So we can just activate this ID for the cancellation process, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Just verify me that number.
Where do you want me to send the screenshot?
No. You don't need to send this screenshot, sir. You have to take a screenshot for the verification purpose, right? Now what you need to do, you need to tell me that number. You need to read me out that number. So we can just verify this number and we can just activate this ID for the cancellation process, okay? So can you just tell me that number?
Yeah.
Tell me that number.
Yeah, it's 612.
612.
442.
442.
818.
Okay, 818. So I'm confirming you once again, sir. It's 612-442-818, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, sir, in the meanwhile, I'm going to verify this ID and activate this ID for the cancellation process. So whenever the ID got activated, sir, you will get to see, be on that page, you will get to see notification comes up like security warning, okay? So whenever you can see anything comes up like security warning, what you need to do, you need to go to the bottom. At the bottom, you will get to see there are two options over there. Like, I am aware about this risk, as because you are canceling this fraud order. So you need to select that option, I am aware about this risk. And after that, give a press on accept. Okay? You got that? Can you see that? I am aware about this risk.
No, nothing's come up yet.
Okay, just hold on, it will come up, sir. If you can see security warning, just look at the bottom, you will get to see that option. Can you see security warning?
No.
You can see security warning?
It just says my address is 612-442-818.
Yes, now just look at the bottom, sir. Can you see that option?
There's a security warning.
Yes, now at the bottom. Look at the bottom, scroll down your page. Can you see there at the bottom, there's an option like, I am aware about this risk. Can you see that? Select that checkbox. And can you see these options?
It says, another person would like to access your device. If you accept, this person can see everything that you see on your device. For example, sensitive.
Yeah, that is the thing. That is the thing. As I told you before, sir, someone is already misusing your personal information and they are accessing all of your information from their side. So that's why it is showing me that disclaimer over there. Right. And now look over there, you will get to see there is an option. That's why there is an option over there, like, I am aware about this risk. Can you see that option? Check box. I am aware about this risk.
Yeah, but I don't want anyone seeing my personal messages on my phone. So.
Yeah, no one is seeing your screen right at the moment. Right at the moment, as because those unknown fraudsters are already misusing your personal information. So that's why it is showing you that disclaimer, okay? And right at the moment,
no one's got access to my phone. If I do this, then I'm allowing access to my phone.
I never
allowed access to my phone before. So I know that you've got good intentions and you're from eBay and you're trying to help me with the problem. But as soon as I accept this, basically I'm vulnerable and I have to believe that, you know, your computer system...
No one can see that, sir. If we can just do that, sir,
well, not
then
now,
we can mate, just...
Not. As soon as I accept that, you'll be able to see that. This is what
Let me tell you, sir. If we can just do that, sir, we can just do it from our side only. We don't have to call you back or we don't have to just give you this call to let you know about this order. But the thing is that already those fraudsters are misusing your information and they are already seeing your each and every information from their side. So that's why this is showing this disclaimer about this order, about this fraudulent activities. Alright. So once again, like once you give a click on accept, sir, you are going to get connected to our eBay cancellation department, not any XYZ department. You are going to connect it to our eBay cancellation department. So through that, we can just help you have to block those persons from your eBay account who are misusing your eBay account and making these kind of fraud purchases. All right.
Let me get this straight. So I've just clicked on I accept the risk or I'm aware of the risk. Because there's a pending purchase that hasn't...
Because this is a pending purchase right at the moment. So once you give a click on accept, sir, after that what we are going to do, we are going to help you up to cancel that pending purchase or pending order, whatever you can say. Okay?
Why didn't it just go through?
Because we have not authorized it. We are suspecting that this is a fraud purchase, so that's why we did not authorize it, so that's why it is in a pending right at the moment. But we cannot just hold that order for so long,
You said it's going to charge my mobile phone number, is that right, or is it going to charge my credit card?
No. Why will it charge you your mobile phone number, okay? Whatever card has been attached in your eBay account, it will going to charge you. Like directly, it will going to charge you from your banking account, sir. Okay, so that is the thing. So right at the moment, give a click on accept, you will get to see that eBay's cancellation department. Have you clicked on accept?
Yep, and I'm just in the eBay app now, and I've gone through all my recent purchases, and I can't see any purchases.
That is the thing I told you before. As because this is a fraudulent order, we have not authorized that order. And maybe we have not authorized that order, so that's why it will not going to show you in your eBay account. Right at the moment, this is a pending order right at the moment.
Okay.
If you want me to authorize that order, then shortly I'm going to authorize this order from our side.
Okay.
And after 2 minutes, it will going to show you in your eBay account.
Okay.
But you told me that you don't want to authorize that order and you want to cancel it. Okay?
Yeah, that's okay. I've just temporarily locked my credit card. So, there won't be any purchases now.
No,
the purchase has already made, sir.
Okay, but we have not authorized it, so it's in a pending right now. The purchase already has been made. Okay?
Yeah. Well, I can't see it on my eBay purchases, so I've just locked my credit card, so
Like, if you just give me a chance, then I can just show you that thing. But you are not accepting
it. Yeah,
you are not.
I've accepted it, but what do I need? It said could not connect to any disk, and then it came up with an error at the bottom.
Yes. Over there, right at the moment, you are connected to your internet line?
On a VPN. Yeah.
Sorry?
On my VPN, like I'm connected through a VPN.
Okay, and over there you will get to see, once again there is an option comes up like, I am aware about this risk, then accept.
Yeah.
So once you're going to keep on accept, at that point of time you will get to see eBay cancellation department. Whenever you can see eBay cancellation department, you will get to see that option once again accept. Just look over there, now you have got that option, I am aware about this risk. And accept. Can you see that option?
Yes.
Yes, give a click on it. Click on that checkbox. I am aware about this risk. And then accept. Click on it.
Yeah, it says, thank you for reporting. Your report has been submitted. We will investigate the remote device activity. This will help us prevent future fraud attempts if you report it accidentally. Press undo. So I press OK. All right. Yeah, fuck you, cunt. Get a fucking life, you fucking scumbag, fucking cockroach.
Hello.